This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. Welcome, ladies. I am so excited that we are having our first underground nurse club today. I am Nurse Beatrix, and I am the founder of this club. You all know me. I have either recruited you because I knew you were just like me, or I secretly recruited you, seeing if you were like me. And every woman in this room, we all have a lot of similarities. We're all nurses, and great nurses at that. We all work in obstetrics, and we're all female pedophiles. I'll explain my origin story first. So months ago, I was taking care of a newborn baby. I had to perform some routine tests on him and took him away from his mother briefly. And I learned once I opened this baby boy's diaper, he had an abnormally humongous cock. I was shocked, and I felt like it was my duty to pleasure him. I had to touch his monster cock. I had to suck it. I had to fuck it. And I had to make it come. How could you not? On a little boy that's so precious, freshly born little baby boy with the most massive, beautiful, oversized cock. And so I did. I fucked that little boy, made him come multiple times too. I was quite sad when him and his mommy had to leave the hospital. But after that, I was determined to chase after that experience again. I was unsure because I thought that maybe this one child was an anomaly, something I never would see again, which really bummed me out. And I remember looking at babies, little baby boys after that, and their tiny, tiny little infant cocks. And I was turned on, but I was turned on thinking about that God cock that I serviced on that one little boy. And it just wasn't the same. It wasn't the same, and I didn't want to submit to that tiny, itty-bitty baby cock. But one day, I found my new best friend. I happened to walk in on another nurse doing the same thing that I was doing with that monster cock. And at first, I thought, oh my gosh, is that my favorite little boy, the first baby boy that I ever fucked? And I quickly realized it wasn't him. And my friend, Stacy, she was very embarrassed and shocked and scared that I would tell on her. And I quickly told her, keep going. I explained what happened to me with my first monster cock, just to make her feel like she was safe to become a fuck pig for this little monster cock. I insisted. And so she continued, and I watched, rubbing my own pussy, enjoying the view of how beautiful it was to watch an adult woman around my age fuck and suck and submit to a little infant with a god cock attached to him. Once she was done emptying those little infant balls and that humongous, oversized cock load, we immediately bonded. We fucked that little boy until he was gone with his mommy in a couple days from them, and we both were partners in crime, if you will, trying to find another monster oversized cock on a little baby boy. And to our surprise, we saw more and more, multiple infants, newborns, with monster oversized cocks from 10 to 13 inches. And we were thrilled. We thought, as the educated nurses that we were, that there must be some kind of genetic anomaly happening, or something's in the water and the food that moms are eating that's creating all these newborn baby boys with these oversized cocks. And we had the best time together. It was a lot easier because we were able to stand watch and have more time submitting ourselves to these little baby boys with their cocks. And then we thought there was so much value in scouting other nurses because we kept seeing these oversized monster cocks show up in the hospital as time kept going on. And that's how we found you guys. We found many, many other female nurses that were either doing the same thing secretly, or we would come up and just chat, you know, in the break room. And I remember you, you, Katie, I remember going up to you and trying to decide if you were one of us, and I could tell you weren't. So I decided to bring up to you, you know, Katie, Have you noticed something in our recent male patients over the past couple months? Have you noticed the number of newborn baby boys with just really large penises? And you, the way you nodded, the look in your eyes, I saw it. I saw that you hadn't done anything, but you had seen those oversized cocks. And you had most likely fantasized about them, even were tempted to touch them. And before I knew it, I had officially converted you into one of us. So, with all that said, we are in good company here. Each and every one of you is a female pedophile just like me that is dedicated to doing all that we can as women to sacrifice, submit, and surrender to these monster baby cocks. This is our duty. We are here in their lives as female nurses for a reason, to help make sure they're healthy, of course. But we know that also with being healthy is helping those baby boys unload their massive loads into us, helping milk those massive loads. And so what we are going to do from here on out, multiple times a week, we are going to gather all the little patients that are in the nursery hospital. And at that moment, we're going to bring them all in the same room, which is right next door, the nursery room. All of the baby boys with those monster cocks are in that room. And we're going to have group sessions multiple times a week because we are female pedophiles and we are doing our duty, being cum dumps for these monster baby cocks. We must serve and submit, and we can do this in a better way together. There is power in numbers, and the amount of monster cocks that are showing up in these newborn babies, it's getting very overwhelming. So we need to work as a team. So what we're going to do in just a moment, we're going to go next door to the nursery, and you are either going to pair up or take one of our precious little bundles to yourself. And we are going to service those God cocks all together. I encourage us to pair up because these little precious bundles with their oversized cocks, they deserve two of us at once. They can handle it, but mostly they deserve it. But the most important thing is to empty those little baby balls at least once. Go for more than once. And every single one of them gets one of us. I don't want any of those sexy little babies in there alone and without one of our fuckholes milking them. Okay? So I'm going to pair up with Haley here. There's an interesting little piece of info is that Haley is actually a blood relative to one of the babies in there. Yeah, so we're going to work together. And this is actually just her second time having sex with a little baby boy. So that's why I'm pairing with her, to help train her and help her to be the best slut for her little brother. All right, let's get in there, ladies. Let's get that baby cum all in our fuck holes. All right, Haley, let's find your little brother, Justin. Oh my gosh, he was just born, what, yesterday? Oh, yes. Let's take that little diaper off, get him all naked. Oh, he's so precious, isn't he? Hi, baby. Yes, we're going to take care of you, little Justin. Just take that diaper off. God damn. How does that cock fit in a fucking diaper? It's so huge. Oh, he's so perfect, Haley. You should be so proud as his big sister. Well, let's get to worshiping his little body. Why don't you start with your little brother's cock for the first time inside of your mouth? Yeah, he's got to be like 11 fucking inches. Look at him growing. Look at him getting stiff for you, Haley. Yes, worship your brother's cock. Be a good big sister, a good sister pedophile for your brother. And while you do that, I'm going to lick and rim his cute little baby asshole. You see, Haley, it is our job to give so much pleasure to these little babies with the monster cock, even rimming their assholes, being absolute sluts for them. We have to. We just have to. They were given this monster fucking god cock. And we have to worship it. We have to worship every bit of his little body. Oh, God. So hot. Can we please switch? I really, really want to throat your brother's monster baby cock. Oh, thank you, Haley. Yes, make out with him. Make out with him, but at least definitely make out with his little asshole. We got him, get him. We got to get him nice and totally hard before we use our fuckholes to fuck him with. Oh, hi, baby boy. Oh, look at this big, veiny baby cock. God. Oh, you just make me want to submit. I love dirty baby dick. I'm such a filthy, filthy pedophile for little baby boys. I love sucking infant dick. God damn. Haley, are you as wet as I am for this little baby boy, your brother? Yeah, why don't you hop on top of him? Yeah, fuck your brother. You have to. You just have to. Yes, be a good pedo sister for your little brother. Yes, good boy. Good boy. You're going to take your sister's pussy. Yeah, we're going to milk that big fat baby dick for you. Big sister's gonna milk it real fucking good. There you go, Haley. Yes, push yourself down on that gorgeous, gorgeous 2-day-old cock. Oh, God, it's so fucking big, too, though. Yeah, right, it good. Good girl. And you're such a good baby boy. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you can't even hardly think or talk as you're getting fucked so well. Yes, you're having two adult women just turn themselves into absolute fuck sluts, cock dolls for you. This is our only true purpose, baby. Yes, this is our purpose as nurses. Fuck all the knowledge that we learn to be nurses. This is the only thing that we're good at, that we're meant to do. Yes, is to milk your god cock. Yes, and you're going to come inside of your sister, aren't you, baby boy? Yes, you're going to come inside of there. You're going to flood your big sister with all those big cummies. I wonder if you could make big sister pregnant. Oh, shit. God damn, that makes me so fucking turned on. God, imagine your 2-day-old brother breeding you. Breeding you with that incest baby sperm. Yes, fuck, yes. I bet his sperm is that fucking strong. And no one would know but us, yes. Oh, Haley, look around. Look around. Look at all the female pedophiles in here milking little baby dicks. Isn't it so fucking hot? Look at all of us turning into absolute sluts for little baby boys. God, we're so, so filthy, aren't we? We just can't help it with these big monster cocks, huh? Yes. Oh, yeah, Haley, yes. Come on your brother's cock. Come on that virgin baby cock. Yes. Good boy. You made your sister come. You made your sister come. Oh my gosh. Can you feel how wet she is against you? Good boy. Now you got to give your sister your cummies, your first load of your whole entire life right inside of your sister's fertile womb. Come on, baby boy. Yes, push out that monster dick seed right into your brother. Oh, yes. Look at your sister. She's such a fuck pig for you. Look at her. She's going dumb and brainless. Your little sister bimbo whore. Yes, your sister, the pedophile female. She's gonna fuck you every day of your life now. Yes, she is. She's gonna babysit you all the time, milking this big fat monster dick every single time. Yes, oh my god. Oh my god, is he coming? That's a good boy. Yes, come. Oh my god, it's so fucking huge. Look at it just spraying out of your fucking pussy. Oh, that's a good boy. You're such a strong boy with that big god cock. Yes, a big baby god cock. Holy shit. Oh my god. Haley, holy shit. Look at his load inside of you. Holy my god, that's like bigger than an adult man's load. You are so lucky. You are so lucky because you get to fuck this little boy anytime you want. Oh my god, because that's the thing. Once these boys leave the hospital, we gotta find new ones. But you, you're going to get to service this monster cock whenever you want, every year of his life. You lucky girl. Let's go get water and then we'll have round two, round three. Oh, we got a whole hour to just bang our brains out with all these little babies in here. Oh, fucking my pedo pussy is throbbing for these little boys.